They took over the center of Buenos Aires, demanding jobs and food assistance. Thousands of people from the poorest areas of Buenos Aires. Roxana Briquez says she has three children and no work.
The last year has been very difficult. My husband got some work in construction, but with the soaring prices, we cannot pay for everything.
Argentina's government has increased cash handouts and aid to assist the poor. But people here say much more needs to be done, as inflation continues to force prices up every month.
The government is trying to implement austerity measures and pay the IMF at the cost of the working class. We are the ones suffering the crisis and need genuine jobs with decent salaries.
The economic situation and the handling of the pandemic has put a huge dent in the government's popularity. Last Sunday, the Peronist Party lost in 17 provinces during this country's primary elections, including a key stronghold, the province of Buenos Aires. The loss has exacerbated the big divisions that exist within the administration, especially between President Alberto Fernández and his vice president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. On Wednesday, the Minister of Interior and other left-leaning government officials close to Cristina Fernández offered their resignation to the president. Argentina is currently negotiating a $40 billion debt with the IMF, and the president is trying to reduce the deficit and organize the economy. But his vice president is not going along with it. Instead, she wants to increase social spending to boost the party's chances of winning on November's legislative elections. Economists say the dispute is having an impact on Argentina's chances of recovering from the pandemic.
One thing is putting some money on the streets to improve their chances in November. The issue is whether you are going to do that and not seal a deal with the IMF and continue printing money. Nobody is going to benefit from that and the crisis it will generate.
Alberto Fernández wrote on Twitter, "This is not the time to raise disputes that divert us from our path."
Argentina is in the middle of an economic and now political crisis. And while the ruling coalitions continue to dispute and struggle over how to find a way out, there's millions of people who are filled with uncertainty about what will happen with the economy, with their income and their lives. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.